going.
Okay, here we go. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, Smiles.
Miles. Can you, do you remember any of your passwords at all? I mean, any of them?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't remember all my passwords.
It's my retarded dad. Dad, what's the password?
Hey, kid.
I think it's aluminum can. Unfortunately, I cannot spell aluminum. And so, therefore, I can never log in.
You know, you're the guy that set this up for me, smartass. You're the one.
I know, and you know what I did? I sent you the password in your email. But can you get to your email? No. Probably not. So I cannot be responsible for you.
But, yeah.
Your mother has already, like, said that.
You've been doing good for the last 20 years, taking care of me. Bob, you can,
Your own mother is, like, cutting you loose. She shows up at the house, so I can't be responsible for you. I need you to sign this affidavit. It says I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
You know. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say.
I'm sorry. I don't live in a perfect world like you, Bob.
Oh, it's not a perfect world. It just,
I'm sorry,
you just need to remember one password.
I use different passwords all the time so no one can crack the code.
I know, but you,
and get in and do weird stuff.
Oh my gosh. But you can't, I remember hundreds of passwords.
Not really.
Yes, I do, probably.
Hundreds of passwords.
I probably remember at least 100 passwords.
Bull.
Well, with my job, I have to remember lots of different passwords.
100, you need to know 100 passwords for your job.
I would say I'm pretty close, yes.
Unlikely. Completely unlikely.
I'm not going to run down them for you, but...
Improbable.
All right, whatever.
Improbable.
Makes fun of me.
I'm not gonna argue with the person who can't remember one. Come on now.
I got a lot of passwords. I have a lot.
Okay. Do you have 100? I don't think so.
No, I don't need 100.
Well, I do.
Because no one has 100 passwords.
I have
100. Bullshit. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You are over-exaggerating.
I'm not. It's on the high end, I'm sure, but I'm not over-exaggerating.
I think you're over-exaggerating.
All right, whatever. I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you about this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question.
Ask me your question.
How many times in your life has somebody said, "Title, get your shit together"?
outside the workforce or in
in total.
Not often.
More than once.
At least once, probably.
Yeah,
but.
At least once.
Not hundreds. Hundreds.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, I can imagine that gets, that phrase, gleans by your ears on a, on at least a biannual to annual basis. I'm just thinking here.
Well, sorry. I live in a perfect world.
Oh, my gosh.
Bob Lament's perfect world.
Okay. Well, all right. I got that out of my system now. Let's move on.
Oh.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I was watching, you know who Ricky Gervais is, don't you?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So he had a podcast, if you'll recall, a number of years ago, whenever people were, into podcasting and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, he had a show on HBO, which was pieces from the podcast, and they animated them.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if you remember, somebody else had that idea a while back, like back in like the early 2000s. Do you remember who that was? Who was that?
Me.
No, it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was Scott Baker.
Or Scott Baker. Yes. Well, I gave Baker the idea, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, you did not. Baker said he thinks that we should have back in probably like 2002 or something. So we should get animated bits of our show done. And what happens? Gervais does it like in 2008 or something like that.
So. Bastard.
I'm just saying. Now, it's not like, you know, nobody's ever done that, but
yeah,
I just thought that was interesting. Anyway, they're funny. I watched some of them, you know, so.
So RickyGervais.com or something? Or
no, it was on HBO, so.
HBO.com, you can go see Ricky
Gervais. Yeah, if you have a subscription, you can watch them, so.
Or you watch HBO, you could do that.
Well, I don't know if they play on HBO anymore. They're kind of older now, so.
Oh, I see.
I watched them on HBO. Player, whatever it is, the iPad player. So.
I don't get HBO, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know, you don't get HBO. Now you're going to be on defensive tonight. I've already put you on the defense.
I don't know the password for HBO. So
yeah, I was going to say, you don't know the password to HBO, so therefore you can't. That becomes problematic.
Yeah.
Aluminum. Yeah. Or as Ricky Gervais might say, what, aluminium. But that's, he's a Brit, you know. So.
He is.
He's a Brit, you know.
Yes.
So, Manny was on last week. That was very nice. Had the mailman on.
Yeah.
I think that there's some traction with that flat Manny idea. I really like that.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
You've got to misuse
that a little bit.
You've got a flat Manny now, so.
Yeah.
You can just put that out.
He never really responded to whether or not he really liked the flat Manny idea or not.
Well, his friends did. They all seemed to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he, though, didn't say, wow, yeah, go ahead and do it, or no, maybe you shouldn't, or...
I think it's a good idea. You could print that out, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know who Manny was, Flat Manny was fashioned? Do you know who he was amalgam of there, besides being Manny?
Henry Zip.
Yeah, the Zip code, yeah, back in the probably
Zippy
the
60s. Zipper, yeah.
Zippy, yeah, the zip code guy. Whenever they introduced zip codes,
A stamp actually.
Yeah, it was like a cartoon character, and you're a stamp collector, so.
I am a former stamp collector. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
If you want to buy that collection, by the way, it's for sale.
So. Oh, I'll give you 50 cents.
I have.
I tell lot you what, you should. Well, because you got my camera still, why don't you just send me your stamp collection? We'll call it.
Oh fuck! I forgot about that. Shit.
You can just call.
I've got $5 stamps I can sell you, man.
No, just send me the whole collection. That's for the camera.
Okay. Oh, my wife got this fixed. Thank you, honey, buddy.
But don't worry about it now. We're already going.
Oh, don't worry about it now. Now he's being a douche.
He's
giving you the big middle finger. Like
no, I'm not. Your wife is always very nice, but,
yeah.
You know, it's not like you did anything. Come on.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Now he's being a douche about it after all your work, hon. So, sorry.
Yeah, well, I think, think about that on your own there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you remember your password, it wouldn't be such a burden on your wife. Just
so. The stack's out of it now. Forget it.
Yeah. So it was Zippy the zip code guy.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Yep.
Pretty funny.
Ouch.
So you're looking for a nod from The Godfather? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I was gonna kind of misuse it and have him get into like some really randy adventures. Now I'm like all weird. Maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe he's going to be all like, hey, Miles.
Yeah.
I can't have that, Miles.
I don't know. Well, you probably didn't see it, but another person made a meme out of Manny. Let me see if I can find it here. See if I can find it online real quick here. There's a dude overseas in England.
Hello. Hey, we've got a mailbox over here.
I got some
it's
mail.
Red. It's not blue, it's red.
It's Royal Mail. Royal Mail, yes.
Royal Mail.
So, yeah, the Royal Mail.
Royal Mail.
Now, this guy is from, I don't know, somewhere up north. Oh, wait, I got to remember my password. This may take a little while.
Yeah.
I got to look up my password here. I don't remember it. It might take.
Really?
I'm joking. I'm just getting to it. Jeez Louise. Yeah. I know my password, for crack's sake. So it's got a picture, you know, Manny in the backyard, you know, his picture, his headshot that's on Facebook. Yeah. And it says, "Is there anyone cooler than you?" No. That was his, that's Manny is sitting in his backyard. Yeah.
Nice.
Your new dog doesn't like your Korean neighbor?
No, yeah, they had a little bit of a thing there.
Tete-a-tete there.
I don't know what that's all about.
That's weird.
The dog just ain't having the Korean neighbor. I don't know what that's about. I'm not sure.
Is that the dog that ate cat shit?
Yes, this is the dog that ate cat shit last night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Manny seemed very interested in knowing this. I don't know, he knew that dog. And now someone's trying to beep in as I'm doing the show. Great. Okay.
Just ignore him. It's no big deal.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bob?
Hello? I'm here.
Yes, are you there?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay. Did you beep in?
I didn't hear your heavy breathing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
You're a Vader breathing man.
I'm trying to rein that in a little bit. Sorry. Do you hear it now? Do you hear my Vader breathing now?
No, you're okay now. No, I just, someone was trying to beep in a little while ago.
Oh, okay. So you're waiting to hear from Manny on the whole Zippy the Pinhead thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that. He wanted to hear more about the dog eating cat shit fiasco last night.
Oh,
all right. I don't know. There's not much to talk about. We were just sitting here, and all of a sudden it's like, oh. Like every breath, it's like getting stronger. It's like, what? And this dog has eaten some cat stuff, you know. And
was it licking your face at the time that you noticed, or what?
No, but it was just, it dragged some in here. Like, there's little nuggets and stuff in here and stuff. And it was just really, you know.
Snacks for later. Maybe he wanted to share, you know. It's kind of like one of those. Mints after dinner, you know, they share the mints.
Yeah, like we all could just, you know, buddy up and share it. You know, I was like, ah, no, it's okay. I don't want to know that.
Well, that's nice.
Because it was my fault. Like, go get that dog some food.
Oh, you didn't get the dog any food? I joked. If you feed the dog.
You were right. Well, your joke was right on because the dog had no food because I. No. I had broken the dog dish earlier that day.
Now, how did you break the dog dish, first of all?
The dog dish got broken. I was moving some stuff on the counter. This heavy flashlight fell off and smashed the ceramic dog dish.
Why would you have a ceramic dog dish anyway? Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. It was a glass dish. I don't know. It broke.
All right.
It broke. And I didn't replace it, so maybe the dog might have eaten a little bit of glass with the dog food. I don't know. But it was not replaced, so the dog really had no food.
Yeah.
And so its alternative was to eat cat turds.
Well, you get hungry enough, you know. It's like Bear Grylls or whatever on Discovery Channel. You just eat whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dogs don't have any problem with that stuff. No.
Survivor Man, you know, he just goes out there and gets whatever's available, so.
Actually, what's shocking, now there's a show all. Is it called Naked and Scared or something?
Naked Survival. Yeah, I saw the commercial.
Or something. I'm like, these are not really people you want to see naked, first of all.
Well, it looked like you? Look like me?
Worse than me, yeah, worse than me. I'm like, why the hell would I want to see this?
Oh, my God. Why?
Really, I mean,
really, they're worse than how are they going to survive?
It'd be like me watching your mom and dad walking around bare-ass naked. I'd be like, oh Christ, that's the last thing I really want to see.
What is this, like some kind of overseas show or something?
No, I don't know. I was flipping around. I've seen it advertised a couple times. It's like some couple in their 50s, like, you know, like walking around bare-ass naked or something. I'm like...
That could be you.
No, I would not walk around naked. No.
Well, that's what everybody hopes for.
Yeah, well, you can hope in one hand.
But when the apocalypse comes, you know, and then there's the, and they let the super boll weevils loose and they eat all your clothes, then you'll be
Yeah. Well.
So you watch the Naked Survival Show?
No, I'm not watching the Naked. Jesus God. No, I have no interest in watching the Naked.
I think they're gonna blur it or whatever. It'll just be blurry. That's all.
No. Oh my God. Really?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Do we really need a show like this?
You're breaking up terrible. Oh my God.
I'm not breaking up. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm not breaking up. You're breaking up. We got a storm here. You storming up there?
Yeah, I was going to use Skype tonight, everyone, but Bob couldn't wait like 5 more seconds, so.
Well, you were already like 4 minutes over the allotted time that I gave you, so.
Big Bob.
Oh, my God.
Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Bob.
Oh, my God. Are you still using Radio Shack phones? Oh, my God.
This guy,
I don't know what to say. Want me to call you back?
Bob.
We've got thunderstorms going on here. You got storms going on up there?
You're breaking up.
Have you got storms going on up there?
What's going up here?
Storms?
Yeah, no, I don't know storm here.
Oh, there's storms down here. There's storms down here.
Storms down there?
Yeah, we had like a lightning thing and then everything kind of dropped for a minute, so.
Bob.
I'm here. Oh my gosh, this is just a circus of errors here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
You're kind of in and out.
Well,
a little bit.
I don't know what to say about that.
A little bit.
All right, well, you just listen closely. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is terrible. Well, why don't you get on Skype then? All right, here we are with Miles, and we finally got reconnected.
Yes.
Because he can't. I mean, he's on his wife's account now because he cannot remember his password, so. It's storming here, so it's not. What have you got on the? What is on the TV? Or oh, I see. I'm seeing the computer or whatever in your glasses. That's what the deal is.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were so nautical with the wheel from the boat there behind you.
Yes, I like nautical. Yes.
All right, I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. This is such a mishap here.
The dog was eating cat shit or something.
Oh, that's right. You didn't buy it. You broke the dog's food bowl, number one. Then you let it eat the fragments, and then it ate cat shit to soothe its tore up belly.
Yes, and then it was all my fault.
And it was all your fault.
I give them dry food. They just eat too much, so I try to pace them.
You're one to talk. I'm looking at your face right now. You look like a squirrel who's really put it away for the winter.
I got stung by a bee. Help me.
Miles has enabled the video, so I'm staring at his face right now as we talk. Oh, what do you do there with your nose there?
I was itching it.
All right. Yeah, it's giant. Oh, my God. It's a wonder it's not like touching the screen. Yeah, there you go. That's nice.
Staring the ship with this thing behind me.
Staring the ship. Yeah. If anybody wants a visual of Miles, if you ever see the movie Wall-E and you know the captain of the cruise ship that has the jacket that just fits around his neck, there you go. That's your mental image of Miles Tidal driving the ship.
If you've ever seen Shamu, that's pretty much the same thing, too. So.
I wouldn't say Shamu size. You certainly are Jeff Garland from WALL-E. Oh, my God. Yeah, now he's showing me his shirt and the great expanse of his... I won't call it a chest. I will call it... I think it's more like, you know... Yeah, oh, jeez. My wife's watching this. Oh, my God. Don't look. Oh, my gosh, she's getting ill. there's a big scar there. That's nice. Okay.
Where's the belly?
The belly scar. The famous Miles belly scar right there.
Yes, you would enjoy it.
You would think that that thing would not be able to take the strain of... oh, God. You know we are audio only. I'm just saying. You keep showing parts of your body here.
Hey, boy. Hello.
Yeah, now he's showing me his belly scar goes all the way to his belly button, and he's showing me that right now. Yeah, by the way, you need to get in there and clean that out, just so you know. I believe there's a pinto in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Possibly a smart car and or a Le car. I'm not sure.
I should touch this huge skin tag I have.
Oh, no. My God. Yeah, it's called your penis.
This one right here? Oh, man, it's bad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm turning off the video right now. Oh, my goodness. Where's the button at? I can't see where the button is.
It's pretty big. I don't want to.
Yeah. Small children in the room. The God, open. Do you realize that somebody could play a whole game of Risk on your belly and not even phase you? Oh, God. Damn. You got it. You got this chest and stomach of a game board. Yeah, no. Oh, geez. I can't hardly see that. Sorry. Oh, my God. It's Quado, for Christ's sake.
Look how big that is.
Yeah, that's see? Just, that's like another arm sticking out of you.
Like auto or something.
My God, I thought you were going to show me your breast for a second there. I'm glad you're holding that in. Oh, no. God. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to say anything there, Miles, about your exhibitionism? If anybody would like to Skype Miles on his wife's account, he'd be glad to show you his anatomy. Just saying. He's like a cam girl or something here, I guess.
I'm going to show you that bag of worms I had, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to see the bag of worms. Thank you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go there. Thank goodness it's breaking up, so I can't hardly see you. I think we're losing our connection. Thank goodness. You've frozen, so I'll probably have to call you back again. Okay. Oh no! There you go. Now you snap back out of it. How can I turn this video off? Oh my God! It's got to be a button for this. Oh, there we go. I think I turned it off.
I turned it off.
Oh, good. All right. So anyway, I don't even know what to say.
What do you mean?
What? Are you frozen again?
Breaking up again.
I can't hear you. Yeah. All right.
I can't hear you. Oh, you're just throwing.
I think we're just
going to come and go sometimes.
I think we're just going to call it a show at this point. I'm so upset. We're close enough. We're close enough at this point.
Close enough. All right.
Yeah, I think after that, let's take a trip around Miles' belly video show. I wish I was recording that to put up, but yeah, there he is again. Oh, God. Did you just sit in that chair all day? Because it certainly looks like it, you know?
Yeah, it's broken in.
Yeah. It looks broken. And
there's my wife with Jinxie.
I see that. Hello.
Hi.
And I'm a little Hobbsers over there. Where's he at?
He seems to be licking his butt or something.
He's looking at his leg.
Oh, he's looking at his... Well, he's close there. He's very close to his genitals. Oh, now you're looking at your genitals. Oh, I don't know how you could do that for such a fat man. I swear to God that you are, you know, you could be like Cherry on Pee Wee Herman's show. That chair you're in has got to be so big to hold you that you're chair sized. Put a crushed velour suit on you and you would be a chair, I think.
Come
on. Oh my gosh.
I'm shutting her hair.
Yeah, actually, your hair's doing really well. You know that?
No, I don't know. I think it's getting kind of thin.
No, it looks good.
No, I think
Let me ask my wife here. What do you think about Miles? Oh, geez. What do you think about Miles' hair there? It looks pretty good, huh?
I think he has more than you.
He's got more than me, yeah? Got more hair than me now. Mm-hmm. Look at that. It's a wig, isn't it?
It's a piece.
Yeah, it looks like a piece.
Come on!
Is just your back hair comb forward?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm surprised that you have so much hair, considering how little your father has.
Yeah, actually, it's from your mother's side, isn't it?
Does your brother have that much hair?
No, not as much. He's not bad, but he keeps his pretty short.
Yeah.
They use like a Flowbee or something at his house. don't they use something like that?
It's not changed too much over the last few years, your hair hasn't, since the last time I saw your hair. Looks about the same. Whereas I just keep getting mine cut shorter, so.
Yeah. Shorter and shorter.
Shorter and shorter as it falls out, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife says you look at one with the chair. Oh, geez, the cat's on the... What is that? On the window, scratching?
Scratching at the window.
He's like, well, get me out of here. This guy keeps abusing me sexually.
His tail is, like, broken or something. It's got, like this.
Yeah, you know what that's from, don't you?
Oh, that's, like, from inbreeding.
Oh, it's my wife tells me it's inbreeding.
What?
Cats that inbreed a lot end up with crooked tails.
Yeah. Hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's the truth.
Well, there you go.
Well, a little...
Unless it wasn't like that before.
Yeah, unless it got broken, it's inbreeding.
Well, it was like that.
It's been like that since it was a baby?
Yeah, since we got it from the hospital.
Well, there you go.
Little Hobbsies.
Yeah, he's like a cousin of his own self. I'm my own cousin.
He's 1 year old and 12 pounds?
If I want a family reunion, I just look in the mirror.
Yeah. That's funny. Good.
That's what he's doing there at your window. It's kind of dark. It's getting twilight there, and he's just looking at himself and saying, yeah. Hey, cuz.
We do a twilight. We look ourselves at twilight.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Oh, look, you're looking yourself as well. Thanks, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should try to lick each other. Nope, that's not going to work, is it? Oh my gosh, this is such a fiasco tonight.
The cat should eat dog. No, no, or just...
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, I remember reading a story about this guy, this person that was so fat. I think it was a lady, that she never got off the couch, and then like the couch material got embedded in her skin.
Yeah.
And they had to cut the couch cover off, and like whenever they had to move her for emergency purposes, and the couch cover went with her. Just so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either you're wearing a corduroy suit right now, or you got some problems with your chair.
I love this chair.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. It's loving you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a male chair or a female chair?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking.
Gentleman does not tell.
I see. Oh, the cat's over there. All right. Go steer the boat, cat. There you go. Oh. Go steer the boat. Oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go.
So you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I think that we'll just call this a show. I don't know what else to say at this point.
All right. Well, let's call it a show then.
All right. We'll see you later.
I'll turn off the video now.
Oh, now you're going to turn the video off.
Yeah, okay. Wave goodbye now. Okay.